Welcome to the 2009 Teen Bookcast from the Leicester Public Library. I am your host, Terry, and I will be sharing with you some new teen books at the library. That's right, brand new, never been checked out, straight from the box. I feel that I've been neglecting nonfiction, not my favorite type of read, but still some good stuff. So my token nonfiction book this month is I Choose to Be Happy by Missy Jenkins. This book tells the story of Missy Jenkins, who is a survivor of the Paducah school shooting in Kentucky, in which three teens were killed and five were injured by freshman Michael Carneal. Missy is truly an inspiration to us all, and her story needs to be told. Next up is Reality Check by Peter Abrahams. Junior Cody Laredo has it all: a great girlfriend, cute quarterback of the football team, great summer job, and then everything falls apart. His girlfriend is sent to boarding school across the country, and a knee injury ends his football career. Things only seem to get worse when his girlfriend disappears. The only clue is a letter she sent to Cody the day before she went missing. Cody, of course, decides to find her and sets off to do so. Definitely a mystery. Not sure how it ends. You'll have to read it to find out. Crowned by Julie Linker is next, and promises to be a very lighthearted chick lit read. Author Linker takes on the world of beauty pageants. The description ends with, "Strap on your stilettos and tuck in those shoulder pads. It's going to be a bumpy ride." I'm not sure you can really look for deep meaning here, but may be fun for finals week. Ooh, here's an action-packed thrill-seeking adventure, The Last Thing I Remember by Andrew Clavin. Charlie West wakes up strapped to a chair, covered in blood, and a strange voice outside the door just ordered his death. This book is the beginning of a series called The Homelanders, and looks to be an on-the-edge, seat-of-your-pants type of read. Which could also describe Maximum Ride by James Patterson. I know many of you have probably already read this one, but I just got in the new graphic novel version. The illustrations are by Nare Lee and are done manga style. A new historical fiction book, Greener Grass, by Carolyn Pignett, takes us to Ireland during the Great Famine. This story is told from the point of view of Kit, whose family is about to be evicted from their home. Kit is pretty willing to do anything to help save her family, and the back of the book asks, at what cost is she willing to pay to do so? Is stealing okay if you're just trying to feed your family? Is murder? And finally, a new graphic novel series, Shaman King, by Hiroyuki Takai, which follows the story of Yo and his quest to win an epic tournament called the Shaman Fight and become the Shaman King. Unfortunately, Yo is not the only one who covets this title, and he will have to train hard and be prepared for many obstacles. Let me know if you like this one, and I will continue to buy it. That's what's new in May. For a complete listing of titles, visit my blog or the library's team page at www.tworivers.lib.wi.us. Until next month, happy reading.